Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hot. Broadcasting live from Florida's capital city, this is the Jeff Cameron Show, brought to you by Orange Theory Fitness on Real Talk 93.3. Now, stop what you're doing and listen closely. It's time for the Jeff Cameron Show in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, everybody. This would be the Jeff Cameron Show right here on 93.3 FM Real Talk Radio and War Chant TV. I'm Jeff. That's Tom. Director Matthew in the house as well. We got the band back together, and boy, is it good to be back with you. Welcome in as we start a new venture. Hopefully, all of you came along for the ride. Obviously, if you're here, you did. We welcome everybody. If you're a new listener to the program, hang around. It may take some time. You'll get used to me. It'll be all right. We'll do this thing together. Uncle Jeff's here for you. By the way, I will commence with the emails and all that other good stuff here soon enough as we get situated. Obviously, this will be an interesting week as we kind of get our feet wet here in our new digs. And these are nice. It's sporty. It's a good-looking place. I'm very, very excited to be with you. Very, very excited to be back on the air. Excited to talk about the start of a new football season. Talk about where we're at. Obviously, I've been able to go to those practices as part of the new gig and the new time and all that good stuff. We welcome in our WarChant.com listeners and viewers on WarChant TV. Good to be with you guys. Really, really means a lot to us. Appreciate you joining us. We welcome in all of our friends here at Real Talk 93.3 as well. Tommy, good to be back with you, my brother. It's kind of a different looking setup here. In a moment, obviously, we'll both talk about Coach Bobby Bowden, the passing of a legend. That word gets used too often, I might add, but it's not overused in the case of one Bobby Bowden. But hello, good sir.
Hello, good sir. Obviously, the tone today is muted a little bit because of the events of yesterday and the impact that that legend had on Tallahassee as a whole, the university, and the lives he changed. But I'm also happy. It's a complicated day because I'm very happy to be looking across the glass from you. And you can feel, hi, yeah, hello.
Hey, how are you?
But you can feel the energy of live radio, and I miss that. We did our dress rehearsal last week on War Chant TV. The subscribers to that channel saw it, but the heat of the board is a real thing, and it's nice to be back on the airwaves of Tallahassee with you, man.
Yeah, man, I love local radio. Love local radio, and I'm so thankful to get the opportunity to join the team here at Real Talk and do this every day. We'll be on with you from 1 to 3, Monday through Friday. And then on Tuesdays, there's an interruption, not much of an interruption. I welcome in my boys, Corey and Ira from War Chant. Seminole Headlines will be housed here in this spot from 1 to 3 as well. And so, really, it's just like the old days, only one less hour. We'll be very succinct. We'll get after it. The show format will not change. There may be, obviously, just as it is during football season, a slight shift in emphasis towards football because we're moving into the season. In fact, I'll get to that later on in the program. But we do have to begin, and it is a strange way to have our first broadcast on the air here at Real Talk and War Chant TV with a somber note, because we normally, obviously, are very, very upbeat. Really, really, I mean, I've always had a passion for this. This feels like what I should do, and I love doing this. And I've always felt very fortunate that we've been able to build a listener base, and we continue to grow it. And I've always been able to go on the air and express my opinions or emotions on a daily basis. In fact, when I don't have the outlet, it is disconcerting. I'm anxious. My wife probably doesn't love me as much at that time. Is that I don't have the opportunity to release every day on the air. But we're back now, and it does begin, though, obviously, with the acknowledgement and the need to talk at length about the great Bobby Bowden. Coach, as I said in the outset here, was in fact a legend, and I do believe that word is overused. Legendary, legend is thrown around pretty frequently, and most of the time it's not applicable. Most of the time, and that's not a knock on the guys that it's used or applied to. It's just a laziness of language that a lot of us engage in. We call somebody a legend or a GOAT when, in fact, that should be really reserved for a very special few. And Coach Bobby Bowden was certainly that. And, you know, for me, I didn't play for Bobby Bowden. I was not recruited by Bobby Bowden. But I know lots of people who were. And those players and those coaches and those that were with him on his staff over the years, and those that obviously worked for and worked with Bobby Bowden, filled with emotion, as one would be for a man of his stature. And we heard from them yesterday at length. And we heard from coaches around the landscape of college football weigh in on Bobby Bowden. And, you know, I think perhaps more than any one win or moment in the man's career, whether it's the national championships or the 14 consecutive top four finishes and records that won't be broken. I mean, these are all numbers that you could point to on a job well done. But I think more important than that, I feel like hearing those players and those coaches and those people in his life talk about him and never mention football meant more and expressed more about who he was. And, you know, that actually warmed the heart yesterday. In some ways, on a day where you are solemn because a man of his stature has passed away, it's also a day to celebrate. And when you hear those stories, and when you hear, you know, we did a get-together, sort of a remembrance of Coach Bowden last night on War Chant TV, and we had a chance to take calls and listen to the fans of Florida State and the fans of Coach Bowden talk about what he meant and why he meant what he did to them, and how proud they were to be Seminoles because they had the opportunity to meet him or at least brag about the fact that their team had that man at the helm as opposed to another coach. You always heard them cite things like he made you feel welcome. He made you feel comfortable. He made you feel listened to. He made you feel wanted. And that is a heck of a trait to have. And Bobby seemed to have it innately. That folksy charm people talk about was a very real thing. It's who he was. It's why it didn't come across as hokey, because if it wasn't who he was, you'd pick up on it pretty quickly. And many a man over the years who has decided to go into coaching has tried to market that and tried to be that for their fans and their players. But if it's not who you are, well, it comes across pretty quickly that you're faking it. And there are a lot of guys that I could name in this profession that we've seen over the years, including here in the ACC, that have tried to do it. And they can't, because it's not who they are. It's fake. But it wasn't fake with Bobby Bowden. And so he is a legend, and it's a day to celebrate in a lot of ways. Again, the passing of a man. Think about it this way, too. If we were all so fortunate to be told early in our lives, once we had some perspective, once we'd lived long enough to know about loss, once we had lived long enough to understand people are important, how you act, how you treat people, it's very important. The mistakes that you make, that you learn from. It had a little bit in the rear view to realize what's what and what's important. If at that point somebody were to come to you and say, you know what, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you 91 years on this earth. And in that time, you are going to touch thousands of lives and change lives for the better. But better yet, not only that, you're going to do so while being an overwhelming success in your chosen field, whatever it might be you choose to do in the workplace. And you are going to be beloved by those you work with, as well as successful within that realm. And your whole life, you'll be married to the woman that you fell in love with in your early years. And she will be by your side for all of it. And family and friends will be at the core of what you are. And you will be able to live on this planet a success for 91 years. But at 91, I got to take you. At 91, you got to go. Who wouldn't sign up for that? Who wouldn't say, wait a minute. I get to be a success in my career. I get to be surrounded by people I love. I get to have a long, rich life with family and friends throughout. Yeah, everybody signs up for that. And what a cool moment that would be to think, I how lucky am I? And Bobby Bowden got to do that. Bobby Bowden carved out that life for himself and others. Bobby Bowden's career will be forever remembered. And obviously, I'm speaking to you live from the capital city, Tallahassee, Florida, where Tallahassee as a city, and certainly Florida State as a university, forever altered in a way that we cannot even imagine if Bobby Bowden doesn't come here. If Bobby Bowden doesn't make the decision, after some rough times at West Virginia, to come to Tallahassee and try to build a program in his unique way. You know, that university, I said this last night on the War Chant TV show. My wife is born and raised here. She's a Tallahassee lassie. And she remembers the days in which Tallahassee, small as it still is in some ways, and one of the reasons I love living here is it's such a rich community, such a wonderful, charming city to live in. But it's a lot bigger than it would have been if Coach Bowden hadn't come here and built a dynasty, which is exactly what he did. And she remembers the days when that was happening. She remembers her father, who was not a huge football fan. He loved sports. Wasn't a diehard football fan. He left us recently, and I miss him every day. But I remember exactly who he was, and he would talk about Bobby Bowden. Like, even your non-diehards loved Bobby Bowden. And he would take her over to the games, and back then, just as I remember my father taking me to games, you had the Spirit Spear and the balloons to be released. You had it all. And Bobby Bowden built that. And then soon the Erector Set became the stadium you see today, which, by the way, the facade of Doak Campbell Stadium, Bobby Bowden Field, is the best in college football. I've traveled around to many a venue, and you will not see a better facade. Oh, sure, you can pick apart some of the insides, the innards. I got you. But that facade, that's built by Bobby Bowden, that stadium built by Bobby Bowden, the legend that is Bobby Bowden. So we certainly send our condolences to his family, to his friends, and all those that loved Bobby Bowden. And Coach Bowden was loved by hundreds of thousands of people. And so you can't help but think about him on this day. But, Tom, we'll have time today to talk about Coach Bowden. We'll have time to kind of reflect. I thought yesterday was great because of the opportunity to hear from his players, those he recruited, and their family members, and his coaches and his former coaches. You learned a lot about the man yesterday, even more than you already knew, which was a lot.
I can tell you that as a kid, the most uncomfortable piece of clothing that I owned, and I'm talking like 6, 7 years old, was a Hutch Florida State jersey with with the Hutch football pants. You remember those, like, you know, you had the one bar helmet that you could buy, and they gave you a jersey and the pants, and I was in kindergarten. But I wanted to wear that as much as I possibly could because that's how much Florida State mattered in my house. You know, for those of you that are new to the show, I was born in the Northeast, and I grew up in a family that didn't have a whole lot of college football tradition. But my sister Elizabeth went to Florida State here early in the 90s. And Florida State was my first taste of college football and what Saturdays could be like. And I fell in love immediately. I said it yesterday. I put it out on my Twitter that my most prized possession when I was in kindergarten or first grade was my Marching Chiefs CD. The Marching Chiefs CD, because every Saturday and every time we would get in the car to drive and visit my sister in Tallahassee, we would listen to the Marching Chiefs CD, and I'm sure it drove them nuts, like a lot of kids' songs would, any parent, but they had to play it on repeat over and over, especially when we got to Perry. They would play it on repeat over and over. And
we've reached the magic Perry.
That's right.
Crank it up, Pop!
Once it starts to smell, play the Marching Chiefs. That was kind of the rule.
Woohoo, Perry!
But I remember just how much of a hero Charlie Ward was of mine, and Warwick Dunn, and seeing them at Countryside Mall when they came down to the Tampa Bay area, you know, to sign autographs, and Bobby, how, I mean, he was on high, man, and how much more class he had than Steve Spurrier. Every year, you'd be reminded that one guy had class and one guy didn't. He was graceful in victory and defeat, and the other was not. And it just, my life wouldn't have been the same if it wasn't for Florida State football being there. My childhood, and that's one way that Bobby touched my life. But think of the thousands and thousands of people, the citizens of this town, the members of that athletic department, that were changed in much more powerful ways. And we heard from them yesterday. I mean, by the dozens, we heard from them yesterday. And his family is the first group of people I feel for, but that second group, those that he actually touched and impacted their lives and changed the course of their lives, those are the people that my heart is really heavy for these last 36 hours or so.
Yeah, I will say this. I was at practice yesterday morning. I had the opportunity to hear from Odell Hagans and be there as he and Ron Dugan spoke, as well as head coach Mike Norvell. We're going to play some clips from those gentlemen momentarily, and you'll get to hear their thoughts. I was touched by, obviously, I was really excited to hear from his former players, the people that could recollect the time that he arrived in their neighborhoods and their homes to speak to their family members and touch their lives. It's very different than what we learned of Coach Bowden from afar, covering him or getting to meet him in passing. These are guys that could tell you about the man, not only as they played for him, but what he was like early on when they met him, when he talked to their grandmothers and grandfathers and mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters. And he came into their homes and he shared a meal and they broke bread. Those stories were very touching. Those stories moved me because you could see the emotion in their face as they recollected those moments in time. And that, for me, was perhaps the best part of yesterday because, I don't know, probably heard from 15, 16 different players and listening around all over the country on shows across, whether it be Sirius XM or any other national outlet that covers sports, that was, you know, smart enough to reach out to those guys. So for me, that was something special to hear that and to listen to them. And we'll have that opportunity to play some of the. You want to do that now? Or you want to do that in the second half? All right. So we'll work out the kinks. I see you guys, by the way, watching the show on War Chant TV and being a part of the program. I can't wait to answer some questions here. Also, Tom, I know we've got to acknowledge a few gentlemen already. I see here on the board that we'll have some Sounders to get to. And we'll get to your questions as well. It won't solely be Bobby Bowden today, but it will mostly be, as it should be. We'll also give you some details. Listen to the Jeff Cameron Show. Here it is. It's happening right now, 93.3 Real Talk. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back guaranteed. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Show brought to you by Orange Theory Fitness. Two Tallahassee locations, Midtown on Thomasville Road and Northside in the Village Common Shopping Center. Online at orangetheoryfitness.com.
All right, welcome back. Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3, Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. Again, we like to run a smooth ship around here, and if it's less smooth today, that's Tom Lang's fault.
Solely.
It's solely nobody else's fault but Tom Lang.
No one else.
Just understand what I'm having to deal with today and how difficult it is for me. But I know Tom to be the pro that he is, and soon any of these little picadillies or problems that you hear today will be flushed from the system.
Life is about picadillies, isn't
it? That's correct.
Or picadillos.
Picadillos, yeah.
Lows and lees.
Picadillies. Also, you know, I'm just going to say this up front because it pains my heart, but there's nothing we can do about it. It's the evil lawyers of YouTube. There's nothing you can do about this. It's their fault, and we should all rise up against them. They will not allow for us to utilize Bumper in the way that the Jeff Cameron Show always has. And I know this is a little self-aggrandizing, But the bumper music was truly special to me and later on to all of you, as I was able to positively influence your crappy musical tastes. And I took great pride in that. I obviously took great pride in that, and over the years helped transform you into a knowledgeable fan of music. But I can do less of that today and moving forward, because we're trying to make a lot of money. And YouTube will not allow us to make the kind of money we deserve to make if we were to play the bumper music that you deserve to hear.
Woo!
And it's a bit heartbreaking. So you'll get the Who every day, and then you get a bunch of just generic nonsense. Now, as we work it out, I think we're going to be able to try to, I don't know, we got to do some maneuvering.
There's meandering, but the Who is for the folks of Tallahassee.
Yeah, only
it's
the folks in Tallahassee.
Not for the war chant folks.
Yeah, only the folks in God's country get to hear that. Everybody else is screwed.
They're screwed by war chant. I mean, by, no, well, nobody's screwed by war chant.
Not screwed
not
by war
anybody
chant.
Ever in the history of
My
Tallahassee.
God, the
screwed
slander.
By YouTube. And evil corporations and music record labels.
Corporations aren't people, Tom. And look at them going to war against us.
That's not what you do.
It is not what you do. It's what they do, though. And so I know you're sitting, you're driving down the road, you're thinking, what was that? What kind of bumper was that? Has Cameron lost his mind? Is he feeding us X101.5 nonsense? What is this? No, that's not what I'm doing.
That's not what you do.
There'll be no nonsense, no shine down here. No. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Bend over.
That's the way we've got to go here. All right, I want to get back to this for a moment here. Let's hear from Odell Hagans, who, of course, recruited by Bobby Bowden, played for Bobby Bowden, All-American, has coached with Bobby Bowden, been here at Florida State, legend in his own right. Odell Hagans, yesterday, right after practice, was made available, and it was good to hear from Odell. And I knew he would have great perspective. I knew he'd be emotional. And he gave us both, and here's a snippet from that.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thanks to Miss Ann Bowden for letting her husband coach here for so long, affect so many people, planting seeds in a lot of those former football players. And I know Coach always preached us Friday night before a game. He never talked about winning the game. He always talked about saving lives. And that's the thing I hope everybody see in him. And we need to follow his lead on certain things. We're talking about how many national championship he won, but look how many lives he won. Look how many lives he saved. That's the most important thing. As a coach, you got to save lives. That's what he put in us, about saving lives. When it's your time, you'll make or punch that button. Are you ready? That's what it was about, Coach Bowden. I got to see him last week. Came in, hey, buddy, how you doing? Hey, reach down here, buddy. I reached down, he gave me a kiss on the jaw. I love you. Coach gonna be all right. That's what he told me. And we started talking about the old time. It's amazing. He still remember 1985, December, came to my house. I reminded him, Coach, remember Mama made that tea? Said, yeah, buddy, it was good old sweet tea. We had some collard greens, cornbread. We had some pork chop and rice. That's 1985. This happened a week ago, 2 weeks ago. It tells you a lot about him. People say he's a legend. Yeah, he is a legend, but he's a father to many.
It's Odell Hagans. Obviously, you could hear the emotion in his voice. And it was an honor to be there to hear his answers to the questions about Coach Bowden. I thought Coach Norvell, by the way, in fact, I'm going to go out of order here. I'm going to play Coach Norvell for you, because I thought that's where he was most effective. And I don't mean this as a PR move or strategic move on his part. I think the genuine aspects of and the emotion in his observations came out best when he was talking about the coaches on his staff that played for Bobby Bowden and seeing their reaction to Coach Bowden, first with the announcement that he was terminally ill, and then when the news came down that Coach Bowden had passed. This is Coach Norvell yesterday.
With Coach Bowden passing away this morning,
something that we actually started off our morning together as a team. We talked about Coach Bowden and his legacy, the man that he was and the legacy that he left. You think about the impact that he made throughout his life. 91 years old. We talked about it last week, the peace that he was at, even at this at that stage in his life, because he knows what he accomplished. He knows what he gave. And we know where he's at right now. He was with us today. He's been limited to all the things he could do physically, being a part of this team and being able to be able to come out and to be on the practice field. But there's no doubt that today his spirit was with us. And I'm so honored and grateful for the opportunity to have known him. And now the opportunity to represent him and what we do. In my job, with this team, and with this program. But it's a very emotional day. Odell, Ron, you know, it hit us all. We're grateful for the example of Coach Bobby Bowden. And we're going to honor him in everything that we do, each and every day. Right? Because he helped build this place to something that is incredibly special. With all of his heart and all of his life. We're grateful for him.
And now that coach, Mike Norvell, has a tough task in place to try to build it back to where it once was, dynastic as it once was, and certainly first under Bobby Bowden and briefly under Jimbo Fisher, and now Coach Norvell is challenged to do that. You know, it's interesting. Coach Norvell, to his credit, early on, now he's going to have to win football games, and he's going to win over people best by winning football games. We know that's how it works, right? We can talk about how great guys are or are not. At the end of the day, you do have to win football games so we can get to know you better. Tends to be the way things work. You get to stay places longer if you're successful, and then we get to know you because you're there longer for us to get to know you. But he has to do that now, but I will commend him, and we've talked about this some already. One of the things that is most like Bobby Bowden in Mike Norvell, if you wanted to search for something and find something that is somewhat of a similar aspect, is without question his open door policy, his open media policy. He is, you're allowed to watch every aspect of practice just about. I mean, we've been there, Tom and myself. I was at every practice until today, and they've only had a few. And we did go to the coaches' luncheon on Friday. Was that Thursday? One of those 2 days.
Yeah, it was Friday.
It was Friday. It's been a whirlwind lately here as we prepared to do the show.
Sure has.
But you know, he talked about the openness and wanting the media there to document their growth. And it's because he believes in what they're doing, and he believes in these kids, and he wants us to showcase the kids and the hard work that they're putting in. That is very similar to what Bobby Bowden believed in his interactions with the media. Let's hear from Ron Dugans here. Of course, Ron played for Coach Bowden, won a national championship with Coach Bowden, and recruited by Coach Bowden, later coached briefly with Coach Bowden. Here's Ron Dugans.
You know, hearing the bad news this morning, I was at a loss for words. A lot of tears came down, and it was heartbreaking for me, but I know I got a chance to see Coach Bowden about a week ago. Just getting that opportunity to go in and just see him sitting there and just reminiscing on the times that we shared together, you know, as a coach and as one of his assistants on the coaching staff. And it brought back memories. You know, it brought back memories from when I first met Coach Bowden. With him interacting with my family in recruiting. And that was the first time that I got a chance to see what family truly is outside of my family at that time. You know, him showing the love to my grandmother, him showing the love to my grandfather, my mom, and my aunt, and my uncles. Man's done a lot for me. He's done a lot for my family. And I love him and will miss him.
Appreciate Ron Dugans sharing his thoughts on the passing of Bobby Bowden. It's the Jeff Cameron Show on 93.3 Real Talk Radio and War Chant TV.
The Jeff Cameron Show is a production of the WarChant.com Multimedia Network.
Check out warchant.com today for the latest news inside Florida State Athletics. That's warchant.com. Now, back to Jeff on Real Talk 93.3.
Good to be with you. Hope you're well on this Monday. If you're new to the show, hang in there. You'll get used to us.
Maybe.
Maybe not. Who knows? War Chant TV, good to be with you guys. Thanks for watching. If you're watching on YouTube there, if you're listening on 93.3 Real Talk Radio, appreciate you. Big hugs to everybody. It's been a build up to this. Listen, I didn't get to do a proper goodbye at my last locale. None of us really did, but that's okay. I do give love and thanks to them over there for the last 10 years, but it's great to be here. Really excited about being here. So I know that we've got some folks that we need to thank right off the bat, and this is overwhelmingly kind. Tom, if you would, let's queue up some names out there. Let's talk to some people about where we're at as far as folks that are willing to tip and thank us for being on the air. Man, that seems like an awful lot.
Well, and should we prime them that you'll hear sounders as a part of the show when folks decide to be ever so gracious. You will hear different things based upon maybe, I don't know, the size of the contribution to the program. But the baseline noise that you'll hear is Ric Flair. It's very simple. Aslan does this with the horn. Do-do-do-do. When it's on Wake Up War Chant, so we decided, you know, we're going to give it a little Ric Flair.
Woo!
And that will be our cue.
Yeah, Zach wanted to congratulate us right off the bat on the new job and opportunity, and he was looking forward to each show. And thank you, Zach. That is awfully kind of you. Very, very, very appreciative of your contributions to the program. We're not going to overlook those who are really, really happy about the return of the program, and because we are too. We are very, very excited about that as well. Thank you to Gator Kirk.
Woo!
He's happy we're part of War Chant as well. And, you know, I know this. The build-up to this day was not only aggravating because I just wanted to hit the airwaves and start talking because it's football time, man. Here we go. And we got real football to talk about. Obviously, today a lot of the emphasis is on Coach Bobby Bowden and his passing at the age of 91 and the celebration of his life and the remembrances of his family, friends, and players. But also, and there's no easy way to segue, we will get into some football here in a moment. Eric Angel, thank you so much. He writes, what's up, Jeff and Tom? Coach Bowden was the greatest coach and greatest person. He touched many lives. Go Noles. All right. Well done, Eric. G.A. Drummer. Drinks are on him, gentlemen. Congrats on your new digs. War Chant now truly reigns supreme in FSU sports coverage. Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a dominant team, a little bit like the Dream Team. We would not have stumbled our way through those early round matchups the way that the Olympic basketball team did. We wouldn't have had some of these setbacks and losses the way that they did. Now, they did do the right thing, rally and return the gold, bring the gold back to the United States, just as we will on a daily basis. But no, there would have been no stumbling. James! I'm looking at you, brother.
All right, that's a big hand.
We're excited to be back, James. Thanks so much. Your contribution is greatly appreciated. And you know what? I'm with you. It's a new day and choose to celebrate Coach Bowden's life. Again, you know, maybe everybody deals with these things differently. And I do want to say this because there's no right way or wrong way for people to grieve or celebrate somebody's life. I don't suppose everybody has their own traditions and their own way of viewing the passing of family members and friends and those that were near and dear to them. I do tend to celebrate, especially a life that was as well-lived and as long-lived as Coach Bowden's. To me, I think the way to view that, and again, everybody's different, so I'm not telling you how to grieve, but I am saying that we should all be so fortunate that the people we love in our lives succeed at the level that Coach Bowden did on and off the field and get to be here for 91 years. That is, we'll all take it. We'll all take that in a second.
I also took Corey Clark's advice, our colleague now at warchant.com. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting to go to the practice fields and have like 19 people there because you know that it's likely you're not going to miss anything as you're covering something. But he had mentioned the documentary Finding a Way that WFSU put out years and years ago. It was about the 1985 football season.
Yeah, Gary Yordan, who I know well. Yeah,
and I had not seen it, And so I decided last night before going to bed that it would be the appropriate way to end the day and see a little bit of the younger Bobby Bowden, because myself, I came here in January of 2006. Of course, I was a fan when my sister was here in the early 90s, but I didn't experience Tallahassee until Bobby Bowden was the grandfatherly Bobby Bowden. And I got to see young, up-and-coming Bobby Bowden. In fact, that was pretty much his prime. He was entering his prime, and we were just a couple years away from the 14 straight seasons.
Yeah.
Actually, one season away from the 14 straight seasons in the top four. It was exceptional, and that is on YouTube. You can find it after you watch this program and the other stuff that War Chant TV brings for you. But finding a way about the 1985 season was exceptional. You talk about access? Oh, my goodness. You got to see everything from coaches' meetings. There was one really sweet thing, and I wanted to grab the audio of it. I didn't. But they were in Thomasville the night before a home game, and he's walking to his hotel room, and he's strolling just from one room to the next. He sees a player, taps him on the back, says, "How you doing?" And then he's whistling to his hotel room. The camera follows him in, and he turns on the television. He chooses between the six options he has, but they do have ESPN up there at the hotel. He goes, "I guess I'm watching ESPN tonight." It was just a moment where there was no put on. You got to see the way the man existed on a Friday before a big football game when scores of people would be there to watch this program. And what was he doing? He was just strolling and whistling like a regular fella.
Well, I think the comfort level and the comfort of being in his own skin and knowing who he was. And obviously Coach Bowden really never put on airs. I mean, this was a man who had a credo, a way of life in which it was faith and family and football. And you know, he was not bashful about that. And so when you're committed to something, in his case, it was those things that I just mentioned, you know, and you're comfortable with that. You know, football, as he often said, football is what I do. It's not who I am. And you could see that. You could see that in him. And when you're around people like that, it is really evident, you know, when you can say that, okay, well, this person, this man or this woman does this job. But clearly, it's not the most important thing to them. They value it. They're passionate about it. And they're going to go to work each and every day to be really good at it. But this other stuff over here is more important to them. And they're at peace as they walk away from their chosen profession to focus on the things that they value most. James, thank you, man. Appreciate you very, very much. I do see it right here. Yeah, thank you for congratulating us on the new gig. I know you've been a long-time listener. And you're happy, just as we are, that we were able to get the band back together again. You're darn right. I tell you what, we are so thankful to 93.3 Real Talk Radio and WarChant.com because the two entities coming together and being able to house us and do this and allow us to be on local radio, but also be on, we're going to have the podcast still. We're going to be able to do this each and every day on YouTube. That would not be possible without the deals being worked out behind the scenes by those two entities. And I get to be back with these guys. And I'm incredibly fortunate because I love these guys. And I love them as people. And I love them as workers. And I trust them implicitly, both in the studio and out of the studio. So, you know, I wasn't sure that this was all going to shake out that way when the previous station I was at sold. We didn't really know. There were a lot of there was a lot of juggling to do, a lot of balls in the air, a lot of stuff we had to figure out. And to have it all work out like this, well, I couldn't be more excited, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. This is going to be a lot of fun. And I'll tell you something else going to be a lot of fun, Tom, is that we do, again, have access. And the way that my schedule now works out and your schedule now works out, we go over there to practice each morning to watch this team, and we watch them build and climb to this first game against Notre Dame. But we then leave the practice fields and come straight here to the studio to prep for the show. We're walking in pretty much fresh off the field, a couple hours removed from being on the football field watching this team practice. So I say that to say this. The context we're going to be able to give you is even greater than what we were able to provide for you at our last gig. Now, that was just circumstance and timing. This works out really well for us to be able to go over there, see this, talk a little bit about what we're witnessing. Obviously, there's a lot going on in terms of competition. There's a lot of newcomers. Obviously, this roster has had to be flipped. And, you know, in a weird way, there's so much emphasis on this season as we head towards it because most people look at last year and understand that this was it's a COVID year. It was sort of a non-year. The games happened, and so they elicited certain emotions, mostly negative. But most folks, most fair-minded folks, realize that that's not a real way to judge that coaching staff just yet. And this feels like it's going to be a real, you know, year one in earnest. And the problem is, as excited as we are, because we do feel like He might be the right guy with the right staff moving in the right direction, as evidenced by this first real offseason in which they hit a home run verbally with these commitments for the upcoming class. And obviously, when you hear him talk and you hear the players talk, there's a real order to what they're doing, and that's exciting. But there's still such a long way to go, and that's what we witness when we're out there right now, is that, guys, this is not a real good football team, and I'm not here to be overly negative right now, but I'm certainly not going to change the way we do the show. If they suck, I'm going to tell you they suck. If they got a long way to go, I'm going to tell you they got a long way to go. And if they're great, I'm going to tell you they're great. I'm a realist. I'm pragmatic. I'm blunt. And that can rub people the wrong way, but it's the only way we know how to do the show. And so, you know, each and every day we come in here, I'm going to tell you where we're at as I see it. And the way I see it right now, and it's very early, but they lack explosiveness on both sides of the ball. And they lack depth of talent on both sides of the ball. Now, there are some positives. I'm going to stress those too, and we'll talk about it, because this is going to be an interesting climb to see where Florida State fits in the ACC, where Florida State fits in the grand scheme of college football this year. Where are they headed? Where are we hoping to see them by the end of the year? What's possible? What's the outer reaches of what they can do? What's a good season? What's a bad season? Right now, Florida State fans everywhere are debating that. The assessment from the national media isn't too kind right now, and certainly Vegas doesn't feel great about where we are. Let me say this really quickly. We want to thank our friends at Orange Theory Fitness. Right now is the time for you to save and get started, to get back and get yourself in shape. The first class is always free. And by the way, August 1st through September 30th, if you're a new member and you're joining, the first month is free with the purchase of a heart rate monitor. That's a really good value, I might add. And also, if you're an active member, you're hearing my voice, refer a friend and upgrade in August and September and receive discounted membership prices for the next 3 months. There's a lot of stuff I'll talk about it with the weeks to come. I participate at Orange Theory Fitness, work out there every day. Love it. We thank them for coming on over to our new digs. We're going to be working in all of our sponsors as they come on board with us each day of the week. You'll hear more and more, but Orange Theory Fitness, thank you so much. We couldn't really do this. Wouldn't be able to do this, really, monetarily without you. So, again, we appreciate you. It's Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio and War Chant TV.
Theory Fitness, two Tallahassee locations, Midtown on Thomasville Road and Northside in the Village Common Shopping Center. Online at orangetheoryfitness.com.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
It's Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. Appreciate the interaction. A lot of you guys online right now sending messages our way. Very much appreciated. Next hour, I'll have some audio for you from Nick Saban. A lot of coaches responding, obviously, to the passing of Bobby Bowden. Let me say this. I think if we remove the emotion of the moment, we just think big picture, there's something at play here that we should all recognize. And it's tough as a college football fan, because here's the thing, right? Florida State's our team, all that. But we love college football, all of us. We understand that Bobby Bowden gave us a seat at the table and gave us an opportunity to compete the highest levels and win national championships and matter in a way that certainly Florida State never had before his arrival. And there's a certain cachet to Florida State football that is still referenced today, while Florida State is currently not where it ought to be when it's operating at peak efficiency. And that's what we're hoping, you know, obviously, to turn around. But it's interesting to listen to those coaches from all over the country with different backgrounds talk about Bobby Bowden and talk about the program as a whole. And the changes that have affected college football over the last decade or so, I think, are, on the whole, fair or not, could be debated, viewed as negative. It's become a much more corporate entity. It resembles more of professional football than college football. And one of the things that separated college football from professional football, besides the collegial feel and the bands and game day being on somebody else's campus or your own, obviously, and those traditions that we talk about, one of the things I always love, my father passed this on to me, is he and I, that's why I'm a college football fan, he and my stepdad, both passionate about college football. Well, we went to games. And then later on, as I got to know the traditions at Florida State, you know, going on the road, taking that show on the road, getting to see places like Ann Arbor, Michigan, and getting to see what it was like in Lincoln, Nebraska, or Norman, Oklahoma, or wherever, you name it, right? And engaging with those fans, engaging with their traditions and having fun with it. It just felt different. It's more familial than what you have in the NFL. The NFL feels very corporate and sterile. And so that part of the college football experience, that part of what made college football special, is waning. Now, listen, we could have always, we could make the arguments that it was always superficial and propped up in a way that it ought not to be, because if you peek behind the curtain, the big business that was college football, it was running that way many, many, many years ago before it became publicly known, the different machinations of how football was played. But I'll just say this, Coach Bowden really was a legendary character of the game, and that's something else that we've lost, is a legendary character of the game. When you think about pro football and college football, what's one of the things you think about with college football? We think about the personalities, the coach-driven sport that college football was. Bobby Bowden is a legend within that realm, no question. But there were others, obviously. Go all the way back to guys like John McKay, or, you know, obviously Joe Paterno before we learned of what Joe Paterno was. But, you know, Steve Spurrier, maybe hated as he was in these circles, was truly a character of the game. Lou Holtz was a character of the game. There were so many of those guys. And that's all waning. That's all waning. That's all changing. I think Coach Bowden's passing represents the end of an era.
I agree, especially in looking at that documentary I referenced last night, Finding a Way, and just seeing, because you were here. When was your first game? What year?
81, 82, somewhere. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so Doak looked a little bit different. I'm not just talking about the erector set. I'm talking about filling in the corners of the end zones. And,
oh, yeah,
and
I watched it all be built, yes.
I mean, it's just incredible to see, because I was here for the erector set.
They had bleacher seats, man. It was crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
But you just see all the open space. Like, you know, it was almost, there's nothing, and then, bam, there's a football field. And now it's all built up around there, and that is, I mean, if you want visual proof of a legacy, it's not a statue. It's like, look at the metropolis that was built around that stadium. Look
yeah,
at College
sure.
Town.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Gain Street. When I was, you know, a student, Gain Street was all dirt, and now it's a huge thing called College Town because they want to be near the stadium. It's the legacy of what was built here. That character of the game changed everything. Yeah, maybe in a way he made it more corporate, but he was the guy who was fun because you always wanted to get a quote from him, be it at halftime or in a post game.
Yeah, and I think that I always loved the personalities and the characters of the game in the college game, and the coaches were that. They represented that, and they were always, I mean, you can think back to Gene Stallings and all these different guys. I mean, we could do this. We go through the years, and the regionality of the teams and their coaches were easily identifiable, and that's when you went into work and you had people from all over the country and they would talk about their coaches and what made them unique. It was very different than the NFL. There's no doubt about that. Plenty to get to. Hour 2 forthcoming. Jeff Cameron Show, Real Talk 93.3 and War Chant TV. Thanks for being with us. Stay with us.